USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been spring for more than 3 weeks, but don't tell that to over 200 million residents of the central U.S. suffering under a powerful wintry storm. National Weather Service forecaster Mark Chouinard says good news is the frozen stuff should be ending soon.
We've already had reports, though, of some areas over 20 inches of snow across South Dakota with the system, and still getting some, at least a couple more additional inches.
A man was killed in Colorado yesterday when he lost control of his vehicle and slammed head-on into a snowplow. Many roads are still closed in Colorado, the Dakotas, and Minnesota, and there are still many airline delays and cancellations. The Trump administration's new policy on transgender people in the military taking effect today. It orders service members to identify as their biological sex. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Today, business happens here. Here and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
There's a report that the Trump administration on two occasions urged U.S. immigration officials to release migrants onto the streets of sanctuary cities as retaliation against the president's political adversaries, essentially Democrats. The Washington Post reports it's reviewed email messages and spoken to Homeland Security officials. It says ICE's legal department ended up rejecting the idea, saying it was illegal as well as inappropriate. The U.S. is charging Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks co-founder, with conspiracy to commit hacking of a classified Defense Department computer. Last night, Hillary Clinton says he needs to answer those charges, but she said she finds some irony in his arrest.
I do think it's a little ironic that he may be the only foreigner that this administration would welcome to the United States.
That from a speaking engagement last night in New York, and this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
President Trump meeting yesterday at the White House with the visiting South Korean president. And the president talks about his relationship with the North Korean president, Kim Jong-un.
My relationship is very good with, as you know, Chairman Kim. And I think that it will go on that way. We'll see.
The president also saying talks are continuing to set up a third summit between himself and the North Korean leader to continue discussions about denuclearization on the peninsula. An MSNBC interview with former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon is going to be airing this weekend, and it takes a close look at Bannon's quest to save the Catholic Church. As they say, Bannon feels Pope Francis is handling the sexual abuse scandal poorly and that it could mean the end of the church as we know it. Bannon apparently saw the 2016 election results as a sign of divine providence, and he's purchasing a former monastery in the Italian countryside about 2 hours from Rome, where he says he's going to organize his headquarters to teach Judeo-Christian values to students. That interview will air Sunday night on MSNBC at 9 p.m. Eastern. And Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka are tied for the first-round lead at the Masters tourney. They both shot an opening round 6-under-66 at Augusta National. Phil Mickelson alone in third. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.